You're now standing in the Radcliffe Square with St. Mary's Church at your back and the Radcliffe Camera in front. It is one, if not the most iconic building in Oxford. It was deliberately situated in this area of the city, and although there isn't an actual campus for the University of Oxford, this space is defined by university buildings, like the Bodleian Library and the two colleges to your left and right. The architecture is inspired by the mausoleum of Charles I, and is a memorial for John Radcliffe, the richest physician of his time. He also is the benefactor of this building, which always was intended to be a library when opened to public in the middle of the 18th century. If you look at the bottom of the building, you see framed doorways, which are inaccessible now, but for 100 years after the building was opened to the public, you could actually wander through arcades. You can see two distinct architectural stages intentionally contrasted by different kinds of material and masonry. The plinth and lower story is made from white Haddington limestone, whereas the upper story was originally made from yellow Taunton limestone. It appeared uniformly in the past, but as you can imagine, after more than 200 years of being exposed to the environment, the stonework needed restoration. So the appearance changed from a uniform look to a bit of a stone patchwork. So for the lower story, Portland limestone was used as replacement stone. This is the same stone which was used to build St. Paul's in London. For the upper story, Clipsham limestone has been used, which is the same stone type the Sheldonian heads are made out of. The replacement stones were similar in appearance when put in, but due to physical and chemical properties, weather differently, which besides others, result in a different color. The extensive use of coal during the Industrial Revolution in the 1850s had turned most of the facades in Oxford pitch black. Only over 100 years later, in the 1970s, a major restoration campaign was conducted in central Oxford. Facades were cleaned and refaced on a big scale, using different stone types as mentioned earlier. Here you can see that historic buildings have a long and often complicated history. In terms of preservation campaigns, we nowadays favor a minimal invasive approach. For example, in 2013, when a preservation campaign was conducted at the Radcliffe Camera, only a few stones were exchanged at the upper story to provide for rainwater to run off properly again. Although the stone of the lower story looks patchy, it doesn't really affect the stability of the structure and has been left as it is. As you can see, the perception of a uniform appearance moved to preserving the status quo. Our job today is to preserve not only the building itself, but also the traces of its own history.
You have reached the end of this stop. Now continue back along Cat Street, with the Bridge of Sighs on your right and the Bodleian Library on your left, onto Parks Road. Stop F on the tour.